The very first hymn that we sang this morning. We rest on thee, and in thy strength we go. This is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 11. This was the prayer of Jehoshaphat's father, Asa. And there we read in chapter 14, verse 11, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether by many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. This was the prayer of Jehoshaphat's father. And this is really also set before us as in this final study, as we've called rejoicing, entitled this Rejoicing. Rejoicing in the Lord, finding strength in the power of his might, being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, as we've had before us from Ephesians chapter 6. And here we find, and it's always amazing to me, but it's beautiful. The battle hasn't been fought. The battle is yet to be fought. But rejoicing in the Lord, giving praise unto him. Brothers and sisters, we stand already on the victory side. The battle has been won. The battle has been fought and won. Fought by our blessed Lord Jesus. And now we can stand firm on the salvation and on the victory that he has already won against the enemy. Rejoicing in him. Oh, what a wonder and what a savior. But as we see this develop, that we can see, stand still. What is the way? And that's what we've had before us. We've seen him walking in the way in chapter 20 in the previous study. There's been establishment in the way that the Lord has set before him, a walk consistent with the testimony of the name of Christ. And now the response, stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.